stuff kind of amped up this week for Big Ten play, James?
It's the next phase in our schedule, and you know the competition only gets a little bit better, and so our preparation is going to have to be better.
Growing up a Big Ten fan, what does the Penn State name kind of, does it resonate with you, Joe Pa and all that, the legendary stuff?
Yeah, they have a lot of tradition, and you know we're certainly conscious of that, but at the same time, you know, it's a football game, and we're preparing to win a football game, and we can't, you know, necessarily be too worried about any of that stuff. We're really just kind of focused on the X's and O's.
Outside looking in before you got here, did you get the sense that maybe there was a little bit more of a rivalry with Penn State over the last few years, just with them coming here in 08 and being top five, and then you guys going there in 9 and kind of being in a similar situation? It just seems like there's always something on the line.
Yeah, perhaps maybe I got a little bit of that feel. Again, I'll just go back to, you know, it is another football game. It happens to be a pretty big one. It's our first Big Ten game against a team that is, you know, traditionally very competitive, very successful. So, again, we're going to have to match their ability, if not, you know, through our preparation. So,
what have you heard about the stadium atmosphere?
I've never been there personally. I've heard that, you know, it's very loud. There's a lot of people. You know, it can be a hostile environment. You know, that's something we're going to have to account for when we're there.
Was Penn State one of your first games at linebacker last year?
Yeah, that was one of the first game. That was the first game I got to go with the ones last year.
How was that? How do you remember that?
I remember being, you know, pretty nervous when I went in the game. But, you know, after that first snap, it was just sort of all football after that. And, you know, got better every play, you know, learned as the game went on. And, you know, at the end of the game, you know, left Kinnick with a pretty good feeling.
How much more do you know when you look back towards that first game you started to now? How much have you learned over the past year?
You know, it'd be hard to put in words, you know, just, you know, not really knowing necessarily an awful lot about the defense versus now. You know, I feel like I have a pretty good idea of, you know, what we're trying to do in different situations. So, I mean, you know, the two are almost incomparable at this point.
These guys play two quarterbacks. Is that hard to prepare for at all?
You know, we're going to prepare the way we always do. We know that, you know, different players, you know, have different abilities and skill sets. Both these guys are very capable athletes, be that with their feet or with their arms. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready for them when they're in the game.
What are some of the differences you notice when you study before McGloin?
I've seen McGloin make some nice throws, and at the same time, I've seen Bolden sort of extend some plays with his feet. So, you know, those, you know, two things that, you know, are things that maybe we've struggled defending, you know, so far this year. So we're just going to have to really, you know, tighten the screws when Bolden's in the game or McGloin, you know, and just be conscientious of, you know, what they can do to hurt us.
When you go on the road in a hostile environment, is one of the keys to really just take the crowd out of the game early as a defense? I mean, get some three and outs and give your offense a chance to kind of get a build a lead?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the sooner we could or would be able to take the crowd out of the game, the more that would play to our favor.
What do you think has allowed Iowa to be so successful against Penn State in the past few years? Is it just luck, maybe good fortune, or is there something that you guys know about them that they don't know you know, or something?
I think it's just been our preparation, perhaps leading up to the Penn State week. You know, this has just been weeks where coincidentally we've prepared well, and then our play has been a result.
Did you catch any of the games this weekend?
I saw a little bit of the Wisconsin Nebraska game, and then I watched Northwestern Illinois. I saw that Illinois came back on them, so I gotta watch those too.
It's kind of weird being a fan for a weekend, or just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was a fan necessarily. I mean, I was just watching the team, sort of, you know, trying to get maybe a feel for what other teams are doing, or, you know, gauging maybe how our play stacks up against other teams' play.
How do you gauge it? How do you think you guys would stack up against some of these Big Ten teams you saw?
You know, different. You know, it's different for every team. I mean, right now I'm not thinking globally. I'm really just focused on, you know, Penn State this week and, you know, doing what we need to do to play well against Penn State.
Do you think you guys are better prepared? You talked a little bit earlier about, you know, guys that move a little bit in the pocket or things you struggle with maybe the first 2.5 weeks. Do you feel like the defense grown to the point where maybe you're more prepared and you guys are in better shape to handle that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we've had to deal with every week so far this season, and I think every week we've improved upon it a little bit better, and hopefully we can continue to do that this week.
What are the keys to that? Is it just repetitions against it, or?
I think that a little bit, and I also think, you know, it's just understanding when you have a quarterback that is mobile, you need to be, you know, that more strict and maintaining, you know, leverage and containing the ball, you know, with your defensive fronts.
How much did the bye week help as far as, you know, being able to be set and not have as much, you know, transition and whatnot along the defensive side of the ball like you had last week?
I mean, I guess we'll find out. You know, we'll see how we play this week coming off a bye week. But, you know, right now I feel physically good. I feel like the bye week, you know, helped my body recover physically and maybe gave me a little perspective on, you know, season that we just got done, you know, the four game, I don't want to call it preseason, but non-conference, and then getting ready to really get into the meat of our schedule.
Do you feel like you guys are getting more, I don't know, versatile is the right word defensively, but being able to play different looks that you see, whether it go from your base to a 3-4 to a nickel, things like that?
Yeah, I would say versatility is a good word, and that, you know, we have different packages that we can use, and anytime you get to use those in a game, you know, that's good experience, you know, and develop a comfortability level.
You feel as you're getting comfortable with all those or practice and each week?
Yeah, definitely. I think each week we get a little bit more comfortable.